WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present Battle for Truth TV with your host, Shahram Haidian. Shahram's father was high-ranking in the Iranian military and left Iran 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah to spare his family living under the oppressive Islamic regime of Sharia. In 1999, Shahram had a powerful conversion to Christianity. As a former Muslim, Shahram is now warning that what happened in Iran with the move towards Sharia can indeed happen in America. Shahram's background is very unique and includes being a pastor, a police officer, a teacher, and a coach. In the past several years, Shahram has spoken to hundreds of groups around North America, including legislators, law enforcement, civic groups, churches, and concerned citizens. And now, here is your host, Shahram Haidian.
Thank you for joining us here on Battle for Truth TV. This is a presentation that is connected to our Truth and Love ministry and with Worldview Weekend as well. My name is Shahram Haidian. And I wanted to talk with you today and bring a series of programs for you here that really paint a picture of what is happening around the world and in America today, and really the fight that is on for all freedom-loving, liberty-loving patriots, conservatives, Christians. Folks, we are in unprecedented times. We are facing national security threats. We're facing global threats. We're facing threats to our liberties, to our Judeo-Christian heritage, to our God-given rights. And as patriots, as conservatives, and as Christians, we need a voice for truth. We need a voice that will battle for truth. And that's what this program is going to be bringing you, multiple shows that are going to focus on how we're going to stand in this hour and battle for truth. So again, thank you for joining us here on Battle for Truth TV with Shahram Haidian. Folks, we're going to be a voice of the resistance because I believe now we have to build a resistance movement with everything that we're seeing around the world, everything we're seeing in these unprecedented times, and everything that we're seeing in America as well, and what we've just witnessed with the elections here in 2020. So today, I'm going to start a series of programs, a series of shows for you, bringing a backstory to my story. You see, I'm originally from Iran. I was not born in America. I was born in a foreign country. I was born in a country that witnessed the loss of its freedoms, of its liberties. And I came to this nation, America, to escape oppression, to escape tyranny. I came to this nation for freedom and liberty. And now we have watched as our liberties and our freedoms have been decimated and destroyed and are continuing to be decimated and destroyed. So again, in the series of shows that we're going to be doing, I'm going to be talking about my backstory and how my backstory is a message for American patriots and for patriots all around the world. Briefly, I want to show you on the screen here this picture of my family. I was born in Iran, as I mentioned. You can see on the screen there a map of Iran. And I was born in the northern part of Iran, which I'll show you on the next screen here in just a minute. But my backstory is one of a regular family. My dad was actually a military officer in the Iranian army under the Shah of Iran. My mom was a school teacher. I'm the youngest of three children. And so I was born in Iran. And Iran, when I was born, was an incredible place. My memories of my childhood are nothing but positive. It was just an unbelievable place. And yet, in 1978, December of 1978, I had to flee my birth country in literally the middle of the night, literally with just our suitcases packed. We caught the last commercial flight at that time that was leaving Iran, or perhaps one of the last commercial flights that was leaving Iran before they shut the travel down. And we left because there was a coming coup. So in the picture, you see my family there. Of course, I'm the youngest in the color there when I had hair. This was a picture that shows you what Iranians look like, what they dress like. And I'm going to show you many, many pictures and stories and images of Iran before and after a coup, before and after a revolution. Now, this picture, this map shows you modern day Iran. And I was born towards the north of Iran in a small place called Resht. right on the border of or on the shores of the Caspian Sea. Subsequently, I lived in Tehran, which was the capital of Iran, before, as I said, leaving in December of 1978 and before the coup that happened in February of 1979. Now, before I go into that, I just want to tell you, if you want to get in contact with us in our ministry, go to our website, which is tilproject.com, tilproject.com. We have just set up our text alert. One of the things we're trying to do, as is Worldview Weekend, is that we're trying to make sure that we drive all of our traffic to our website, off of social media, off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of YouTube, and all the other dictatorial, tyrannical social media platforms. Folks, we cannot wait for them to silence us. And Brandon House and Worldview Weekend has been a forerunner in this area, particularly in the voice for a biblical worldview to conservatives and Christians and patriots, to set up a system that is not dependent on these big tech technocrats and dictators that are trying to censor and shut down all free speech in America and around the world. So our text alerts are very important. You see on the screen there, if you want to be connected to our ministry, if you want to get updates about live streams and presentations and new content and radio shows, please text 94000-94000 and text the word truth in love. So this is a battle for truth, folks. This is Battle for Truth TV. And we must speak the truth more than ever, more than ever. We seek to do it in love. But we have to understand that we're in an information war. We're in a cyber war. And maybe we're even in a civil war. And we're going to fight and battle for the truth. So text us 94000, truth and love, the word, and press go. And also, we have launched our new app that is there on the screen. You can see tilproject.com/app, tilproject.com/app. Connect to it, and it will take you to our website, obviously, and our content and all the new programming that we're going to bring. Of course, this will also be on the Worldview Weekend platform, so this will be in the Situation Room and will be available for you guys, for all of those who are part of the Worldview Weekend family. Now, let's get into this presentation, and I want to make sure that we're going to do a little bit of history, so it may seem a little bit boring at the beginning, but we're going to go right into connecting the dots and how what I witness in my birth country connects to what's happening in America and around the world right now, as we speak. Living through a coup, 1979 Iran, and lessons for American patriots today. You see, this is my backstory. I lived through this. And I want to be able to wake Americans up, and I want to be able to wake patriots and conservatives and Christians up to what you have just witnessed. Folks, you have just witnessed in this nation, the greatest nation, the most freest, prosperous nation in the history of the world, you have just witnessed a coup. Now, you're not going to hear that from the media, the lying media. You're not going to hear that from our spineless politicians or our corrupt politicians, and you're certainly not going to hear that from the corrupted churches in America, the weak, kneed pastors that don't have any courage to stand. The church in America has become so irrelevant that it no longer has a voice, nor does it deserve a voice based on how it's acted. Now, there's always a small percentage of people that will stand. Just like there is in the church, there will be with patriots. There's going to be a small percentage of patriots that will stand. But where are the rest of the patriots? Where are all the patriots? Where are all the gun-grabbing patriots, those who have told me for years, look, this will never happen in America. We have a military here that are patriots. We have too many armed patriots, too many armed citizens in America. It'll never happen in America. Well, folks, you just lived through a coup. You just lived through a coup. And it happened without a fight. It happened because we succumbed. It happened because of the ridiculousness of COVID and all the lockdowns and all the loss of our rights and freedoms. And what I'm going to share with you here is Iran is a story, and Iran has a long background story, because before it was Iran, it was Persia, and I'm going to go through this history just in a minute. But here's the connection. Persia was a great empire, and it fell because of decadence, because of the lack of courage of its citizens. Iran fell because of courage, because of fortitude, because of wisdom, a lack of imagination to understand the plans of the other side. So an empire fell, a nation fell, and now what are we seeing in America? We're seeing an empire fall. We're seeing a nation that has been the most freest, prosperous nation for over 240 years now fall. And it happened without any major bloodshed, any major fight. They did it. They succumbed us. Question is, how are we going to be the voice of the resistance? How are we going to battle for truth? How are we going to stand as patriots, as conservatives, as Christians, and defend liberty? Even if America is going to fall, liberty, the fight for liberty and freedom, is worth laying our lives down. So let me get back into just a little bit again of the backstory. I'm going to talk about in multiple shows the actual precursor to the 79 revolution, the Iranian revolution, which really is the modern day Islamic revolution, which I'll talk about as well. It's the rise of Islam. It's the rise of Sharia. It's the rise of a combination of the red and green axis between communist, Marxist, socialist, globalist, anarchist, and Islamist, the Islamic movement, all bent on a global system, New World Order, one government that then is going to try to enslave patriots, is going to try to enslave Christians and conservatives. The backstory of Iran goes way, way, way back to all the way back in the Old Testament, all the way, folks, back into thousands of years of world history. So this is not just in the Bible, this is documented world history going back at least 5,000 years to the time of Elam. So I'm going to talk about here the Medes and the Persians, but before that was Elam. And just to bring a quick reference for you to what the Bible talks about and how we have to understand history. I'm quoting scripture here for history. I'm not trying to preach at you. I'm trying to bring history alive. And the Bible talks about nations and talks about empires. And in the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, he was a prophet in the Old Testament. He talks about an area and a region called Elam. And Elam is ancient, going all the way back to the days of Noah, subsequent to the flood. And modern-day Elam, as you see on the screen there, is the southwestern part of modern-day Iran. So the region of Elam, that where it would be modern-day, is in the region of Iran today in the southwest. And interestingly enough, it is also where there is a very strong concentration of nuclear facilities by the Iranian regime, which again we'll be talking about in subsequent programs, because we're going to expose the Iranian regime and we're going to unveil the threat that that regime, an Islamic Republic, posts to a free world, to America, to Israel, to our allies, to liberty, because it is a tyrannical regime that is working with other tyrannical regimes to establish a global order. Now, going back to Ezekiel, it talks about these nations that are going to form a bond and a unity, and they're going to come against Israel. They're going to come against America. They're going to come against anybody that is standing for any kind of a Judeo-Christian foundation, because that is not a globalist system. A globalist system is not a Judeo-Christian system. It is not based on Western law, on a constitutional concept of a constitutional republic as we have enjoyed in this nation for 240 plus years. So These nations like Russia, like China, and other nations are going to join this coalition to come against Israel in these days. And I believe this is a war that is going to happen soon. But the history of Iran, again, is a history of a fallen empire, time and time again, rising and falling. You go all the way back to the Median time and the Achaemenid Empire, going back to the time of 650 BC. This is when Israel was a nation, but Israel fell because of their rebellion to God, just like America is about to fall because of our rebellion to God, because of our rebellion to our Judeo-Christian foundation. And so the Medes and the Achaemenid Empire enjoyed great amount of land, enjoyed great wealth, great power, but then it fell because of its decadence, because of losing its foundation, and because of foreign other empires coming against it. Here you have on the screen in the area of Persepolis. Persepolis, again, is in that area in southwestern Iran today that was Elam, going all the way again back to thousands of years of world history. The tomb of Cyrus. Cyrus is one of the Persian kings in the Bible and in history. One of the greatest kings of Persia. Remember, Iran is not Iran, or has not been Iran, I should say, for thousands of years. It was Medes and it was Persia. In fact, today, most Iranians, if they are against the Iranian regime, as I am, if they're for freedom and a republic type of government, a republican type of government where there's actual representative democracy, they would say we are Persians. They don't say we're Iranians. They say we're Persians because they want to connect to the history of Iran. Here are some images, incredible images of Persepolis. Thousands of years of world history there. And a lot of it actually has been destroyed when Islam took over Iran, or took over Persia, I should say, which I'll talk about in a minute. But this is an incredible region with thousands of years of history. The prophet Daniel, the story of Esther, all these incredible stories in world history and in the Bible happened in this region in Persepolis. Then we had, after that period of time, the Parthian Empire leading up to 224 AD. Then we had the Sasanian Empire. Now, this is where you begin to see the birth of the Shah. The term Shah in Farsi, which is the language that I speak. By the way, I'm not an Arab. I'm from Persia, and I speak Farsi. That's the language of the Persian people. We're not Arabs. We're not descendants of Ishmael. We're actually descendants of Abraham through the lineage of Isaac, ultimately, going, if you go all the way back to Noah. So again, just a little bit of history for you here, just to lay the foundation of this great empire that has now succumbed today, 2021, to an Islamic theocracy and an Islamic rule. So the Sasanian Empire was an empire that saw the birth of the first Shah of Iran, or of Persia. By the way, if you look at the screen, you can see the region. This was a vast empire. Modern-day Iran, Iraq, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Georgia, Dagestan, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Israel, parts of Afghanistan, Turkey, Syria, Pakistan, Central Asia, parts of Egypt. I mean, this is an incredibly, incredibly vast empire that then ultimately fell as empires rise and empires fall because of their decadence and because of their arrogance, as I believe America is falling because of our decadence and because of our arrogance and because of our rejection of our foundation. You see, when a nation or an empire forgets its foundation, patriots, we are doomed to fall. And that's what's happening to America. We then have a massive shift. As I just mentioned, Iran and Persia were not Muslim. They were not Islamic. Persia, the ancient religion of Zoroastrianism, was the official religion of Persia. It was mystic. It was Eastern mystical religion. Iranians or Persians were not Muslims until the conquest that happened in 633. At this time, Islam had grown from, and you can see on the screen there, Islam had grown from just the Arabic Peninsula to then expanding into the regions of Egypt and parts of North Africa and parts of the Middle East and going towards Afghanistan and even towards China. And then finally, by the time of the Umayyad Caliphate, by 661, they had expanded all the way to North Africa and into Western Europe, into Spain, into France. If it was not for the Battle of Tours in 732, France would have been under Islamic conquest and Islamic rule, as we are seeing today in East Western Europe again. So understand that Persia and Iran and the history of Iran and Persia, it was not an Islamic history. Now, why is that important? Because when we talk about a revolution and what happened in Iran in 1979, folks, I'm trying to make this connection that ideology matters. And the ideology, when it's brought forth, it's painted. Let me say it this way. When there's an ideology that seeks to want to destroy and tear down the foundation and the fabric of an empire or a nation, there's an ideology that shows up and comes along that claims to be connected to the root, but really it's not. It never was. Just like the left in this country want to use our Constitution and language of the Constitution, for example, the document that Brandon covered with the Secular Democrats of America and how they're making a constitutional argument for secularism. Well, we know that America was never secular. The foundation of America was never a fully secular foundation. It was absolutely rooted in a Judeo-Christian foundation, absolutely rooted in Christianity. It was rooted in the signers of the Declaration, 29 of them being ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the fact that even the deist among the founders believed in God, believed in the sovereignty of God. So when a system comes, when an ideology comes that seeks to destroy, it will always mimic what is there. But really, really, it's a false ideology. And the same thing happened in Iran. The lie that has been told throughout from the birth of the Islamic conquest of Persia was that Persia has an Islamic background. No, it doesn't. Islam was not born until this false prophet Muhammad came on the scene. So there is no background for Persia being Islamic. But that's what many people believe today. And unfortunately, they function in that background. Moving forward, there was a split very quickly between what is referred to as Sunni Islam and Shia Islam. When Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, comes on the scene and he dies, the first caliph or the successor, the rightly guided successor, they say, of Muhammad was Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr then was preceded by Umar and then ultimately Uthman and then finally Ali. So there's a division that shows up between the Sunni Muslims, which is the majority of Muslims, 83 to 85% of the world's Muslim population today, and the Shia Muslims. And the Shia Muslims broke off believing that the rightful successor of Muhammad must be someone who is blood related. Therefore, they only recognize Ali, the fourth caliph, and not the first three caliphs. And this is where you get the division between Sunni and Shia Islam. Now, the Safavid Empire in the 1500s was the dynasty that then brought back the region of Persia. So they reconquered parts of Persia under a Persian identity. But now, folks, they've mixed it with Islam. They mixed it. You see what happened? So they took a rich history of Persia and they mixed it with now a Islamic history, and they morphed or they perverted the history. Just like in America, we are perverting our history. They're taking the 1619 Project. Did you, by the way, may have seen that one of the first things that Biden has done is to revoke the 1776 commission that the President Trump had set up to restore patriotic education in America. So what's one of the first things that Biden penned? to destroy that teaching because they want to bring in Oprah's 1619 project that teaches that America is inherently racist, was racist from its foundation, has been racist, is racist, pushing things that like Marxism and reparations and white privilege and white supremacy. This is revisionist history of America, folks. And this is what happened to the Persian Empire. So the Safavid Empire was then, this is some images from the Safavid Empire where again, it was mixed, Persia mixed with Islam, bringing the idea that it had always been Islamic, which is a lie. Then you have finally the Qajar dynasty leading up to the 20th century actually. And then finally, and here's the one of the Qajar Khans. And then finally you would get to the era of the Shah. And now we get to the era of the Pahlavi dynasty. And the image on the screen there is an image of the father of the Shah of Iran, Reza Khan. He was the first Shah of Iran under the Pahlavi dynasty, starting in 1925. Now, he was ousted in 1941 when it was abdicated because there was a Western and Eastern push, an Anglo-Russian Soviet invasion. You see, the Western co-mingling with communism and Marxism is not new. To have Western nations commingle with Marxism and communism is the history, folks, you see on the screen there, is the history of Iran, is the history of Persia. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what I witnessed in Iran and the history of this empire is very much parallel to what is happening in America. And Reza Shah stepped down because of the takeover, the invasion between an Anglo-Soviet force. And so what we're going to talk about in our next program coming up is the son of Reza Shah, whose name was Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the Shah of Iran. And we'll also talk about how Iran became a powerhouse because of its oil. The Anglo-Iranian Oil Company was formed, later known as BP. BP, folks. So the Western interest in Iran because of oil made it a hotbed in the Middle East. So on our next program, we're going to talk about how the Shah of Iran tried to bring reforms, but ultimately fell to a violent coup and revolution just like America has experienced. So thank you for joining us today on Battle for Truth with Pastor Sharam Hadian, a Ministry of Truth and Love Ministry. This is the voice of the resistance, folks. This is the voice for patriots, for conservatives, and for Christians. Thank you for joining us.